sometimes we'll be overtaken in things that we've done in our lifetime. But I'm here to tell you that you've got a way out. You've got a way that can bring you to a new high. Yes, the high that God offers is not in the crack cocaine that's flooding our streets, that's destroying the minds of our children, that's destroying the minds of mothers and fathers throughout the country. But you can stand up and you can look unto the hills from which cometh your help, knowing that in time and season that you can make it, you can achieve what God has for you. Never let yourself lose the attitude that I can make it, that I will be someone. Optimism brings about a positiveness. It brings you to the understanding that when times get rough and you can't seem to find how to make it, that God has made a way out of this. When the Hebrew boys were in the fiery furnace, they didn't know how they were gonna get out, but yet when King Nebuchadnezzar told them that when the music plays, he wants them to bow down and worship the idol Baal. But the Hebrew boys replied and said that if my God doesn't deliver me out of the fiery furnace, we're optimistic, we're faithful, we have the belief that God will bring us out. Your fiery furnace may be the jailhouse. Your fiery furnace may be drug addiction. Your fiery furnace may be alcoholism. Your fiery furnace may be AIDS. But one thing we want you to know is that you should never say die. Because see, Jesus said that I've come that you might have life. And that you might have it more abundantly. And in that the Lord has brought us life eternal, then we can stand up and realize that we should never say die. My life is just an empty vapor, but I'm so glad that when we die and we give ourselves over to the will of God, that the Lord will bring us to a new place. My friend, you might be asking out there, well, brother, where is this place? I come to tell you that Jesus says that he's gone away to prepare that place. And where he is, he said that he'll come again. For he said that in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, he would have told us. So he's gone away to prepare a place for you and me. Wherever your situation leads you through life, you can stand up and just tell him, I'll never say die. Because in that my Redeemer lives, I can live also. God said that he would not leave us comforters, but he said that he would send the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. And it was gonna come and lead us and guide us into all ways of truth. Yes, my friend, I'm here to tell you, never say die. Never let yourself fall beneath the privilege that God has brought. Be encouraged. Hold on to God. If you haven't accepted him, accept him. Surely the Lord is going to come back. Surely God's got a reward for you. What is your reward?